Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Merdezine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you, and especially nice thinking about our topic for the day, going into fruit and all of the fun produce we can look forward to coming up. But one issue when you're growing fruit and vegetables and things like that is having to share your crop with certain critters. And you've got some advice on that.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how to control those pests that can be on your fruit trees. So we all know it can be a challenge to know, especially when and how to spray fruit trees for pest control. So your spray schedules will actually vary depending on whether the trees have fruit or don't have fruit yet. The following are hints on what to spray, especially this year for our most common fruit trees. If you have peach trees, nectarines, or apricots, often we do have, this is Kansas, we can have some late frost. And so those late frosts can prevent fruit to set on those trees. Trees that are in full bloom become more sensitive to frost damage than those with buds that are still closed. So temperatures at 20 degrees or lower can be harmful to those buds that are in the full bloom. If there will not be any fruit, there probably doesn't need to be on a spray schedule. But if there is fruit, use a product that contains Captain as the active ingredients. These are going to be active ingredients of Captain and, oh, I can never get this one right, Mycobium, I think is how you say it. Some of the common names would be like Immute, or Fungi Max, or Fertilome F-Stop Lawn and Garden Spray. Those are some of the common names that have those two active ingredients. And you can spray those from now to about 2 weeks before you harvest. And you want to spray about every 10 or so days. Now, if it's a actual like problem that has something such as borers or maybe peach leaf curl, we do have a list of common problems on our Common Plant Problems in Kansas website. Just look under peach for the possible problems and what you can do about them. Now, if you have cherry trees, often we have good fruit on cherries without having to spray. However, we never know what Mother Nature is going to throw at us. So if we have a wet period as the fruit ripens, that can actually lead to problems with brown rot. Again, the Immunex Fertile One F-Stop Lawn and Garden Spray or the Fungi Max or that Captain will be able to give some good protection against that brown rot. Another thing with cherry trees, cherry fruit flies may attack the cherries, causing damage to the fruit. Some ways to control that is Bonafide Fruit Tree and Plant Guard or 7. Both can be used to control the cherry fruit flies. Now, if you do have some pear trees, I know we don't have a whole lot of pear trees in the area, but I do know of a couple people who do. Pears are often able to escape damage without having the spray. They're actually pretty resourceful. If you do have trouble that does arise, use the same kind of recommendations that I'm going to talk here a little bit about on apples. So apples, they need guidance. They are a crop that most in need of a spray schedule. Unless you have disease-resistant trees, a cedar apple rust is going to be a problem that you're going to see year after year. So the larvae of the codling moth is the insect that most likely is going to damage the fruit. Control can be a challenge due to we do have a lot of changing in the labels and extended spray season, but K-State Research and Extension, the Horticulture Center, did an article back on their March 22nd newsletter on how to spray apple trees. So that has a little more detail on spraying apple trees, but we do actually have some extra publications that give a more of an overview of fruit pest control. And those publications, first one is Spray Schedules for Growing Apples at Home. I kind of send that one out a lot. The second one is Spray Schedules for Growing Stone Fruit at Home. And then the third one, which is very interactive with both of those first two publications, is Fruit, Pesticides, Active Ingredients, and Labeled Fruit. That third publication, you don't want to overlook it because it actually has a lot of the trade names on it as well as some other very important information. Another thing to kind of think of is, of course, we're in Kansas. We're hopefully getting some rain. but we might have just sprayed our tree. So, I mean, is that spray going to last if we just got no rain? So one thing to kind of help improve the distribution and retention of any fungicides and insecticides that we leave on our trees is when you're spraying, use a spreader sticker. That will help improve the distribution and keep that fungicide or insecticide on those trees longer. Most of the labels for this product is going to be called spreader sticker. I will say most of the big box stores rarely carry these products, but a lot of your local garden centers or well-stocked hardware stores, they should have that spreader sticker in stock. That spreader sticker should be used with a fruit tree spray that allows the spray to coat the leaves and the fruit more thoroughly and to resist being washed off during rain events if we have rain events. So just kind of keep that in mind if you want to try and keep that insecticide or fungicide on that tree longer if you know we have some rain coming. Go ahead and use one of the spreader stickers just to keep that on there longer.
And if you're dealing with a different kind of pest, such as squirrels, do you just drench the whole tree in chili pepper oil?
I haven't heard of the chili pepper oil, but I might have to look into that.
I sprinkle cayenne around my radishes and other things in the planting boxes just to keep the furry little buggers away. They don't seem to like it very much, and I was wondering, if I do get a tree, what can I do to keep the squirrels from stealing the entire crop?
I may have to look more into that.
Something to think about. Another thing to think about, if folks do have questions and maybe want to see some of those publications you were talking about, how can they best get a hold of you?
Yeah, of course you can always call the office, or better yet, we have the Horticulture Information Center that our horticulture department runs. And that's where a lot of our resources are located. So if you want to just Google K-State Horticulture Info Center, that should be the first one to pop up. But one other thing I will say is my Meritazine Master Gardeners group, they actually will be coming in every Thursday from now into October. Every Thursday from 8 to noon, we'll have at least one or two Master Gardeners here at the Paola office, and they would love to answer any questions you guys have. So we call this our hotline hours, and any horticulture, lawn, tree, bug ID questions you could think of, please go ahead and either call in or stop in on Thursday mornings. Like I said, 8 o'clock to noon, we'll have a Master Gardener in here, and they would love to help you guys either ID that bug or figure out what weed is in your lawn or what problem you might have. So please feel free to reach out and let the Master Gardeners help you out.
All right, Brad, I'm going to need a little bit of time off in the midday over the next couple of months just to go down to Paola. He's rolling his eyes at me, so we'll figure something out. Thank you for the information. That's some handy stuff. Not everybody has fruit trees, but the ones that do can hopefully see some benefit from this. So
yeah, hopefully.
Once again, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.